Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I want to share with you another Hebrew word today about praise. Yesterday I shared with you another Hebrew word of praise. There are actually seven different Hebrew words in the Old Testament that were translated into the English word praise. And the one we talked about yesterday was a word that means a hymn of praise, to actually sing a hymn of praise. And today we're going to talk about another Hebrew word that is used in Psalms. It is pronounced todah, which means an extension of the hand in worship, or a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And I would add to that, for things not yet received. So think about that. A sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving for things not yet received. And what I'd like to do is read to you Psalm 56, because it's an introduction to the whole meaning of this word, a Hebrew word, todah, of praise and thanksgiving. But in this psalm, we understand that David was in a pretty difficult situation here. In fact, it was a very difficult situation. I'm going to read this psalm to you here, Psalm 56. David begins here by saying, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living?" And that's the end of that psalm. David here was in a pretty difficult, in a very difficult situation. He had fled from Saul. And in his fleeing, he went to Gath, which belonged to the Philistines. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us why David went to the Philistines in his fleeing from Saul, because not too long before this, David had killed Goliath, and there was a great victory over the Philistines. They knew David. Well, here is David coming to live among them, or came to them for protection. Why David went there, I'm not sure. The Bible doesn't tell us. But his life was in danger because the Philistines knew who he was. Why would he go to them? Again, I don't know, but that's what he did. And he was in trouble. What were they going to do to him? I don't know. But we do know from other scriptures that at this time, David changed his behavior and acted like a man that was insane. Acted like a man who was mentally handicapped. And we read that, I believe it's in 1 Samuel 21, where that took place. But anyway, David here is calling out to God here. He's talking to God about his difficult situation. Here he was amongst the Philistines. And if he hadn't changed his behavior and acted like an insane man, I believe they would have probably put him to death. But anyway, so what is David doing here? We notice here in these verses, he says here, in God will I praise his word, in the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Okay? So here he was in the midst of the Philistines, but he's saying, I will not be afraid of what man can do to me. Why? Because he trusted God. He knew who God was. He was expecting God to deliver him. So David here was bringing a sacrifice of praise to the Lord. And even in the midst of his situation here, with the expectation that God would help him, that God would keep him safe. And he brings to God here the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, even before he receives that which he is expecting from God to accomplish for him. And as I said, David's life was in danger. This was not a little speck of trouble he was in. He was in the midst of trouble, serious trouble. And it is in that setting that David sets his heart to praise God and give him thanksgiving for what he was expecting God to do for him. Well, I suggest that we take lessons from David here, that when we face very difficult situations in life, that we also bring the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to God. Uncertain of how God will work out all the details, yet confident that God is with us and will see us through, no matter what the outcome is. God was faithful. We read in scriptures that God was faithful here in delivering David from his enemies in this situation. And I can assure you, God will show himself faithful to his people today as well. Now, that does not mean that God will always answer our prayers with the answer that we want. But we can be assured that God does hear and will answer in the way that is best for us. So I exhort you today, listeners, to take these words to heart. And when you face very difficult situations in life, and perhaps some of you are facing something right now, my encouragement to you is get alone with God in prayer. Praise him. Thank him for everything you can think of. And thank him for helping you to face your trouble. And thank him for helping you through it, even though you're not through it. Thank him for helping you and seeing you all the way through to the end of it. That's thanking God with the expectation that he is going to see you through. That's what David was doing, and I encourage all of us to do that. But I would encourage you as well to engage your voice in song and in praise to the Lord. Remember, there is great strength in the joy of the Lord. There's great strength in that. And if we set our hearts, folks, if we set our hearts to praising God in song, bringing a sacrifice of praise to him and giving him thanks, God hears that. He will see us through. May not turn out how we want it to or how we think it should, but God will see us through. I can assure you of that. And there is great strength in being joyful in the Lord. Great strength. The Lord bless you. And as you ponder these Hebrew words of praise, I believe they are for us today as well. Take it with you today. Set your heart to praising the Lord and see what God will do for you today. The Lord bless you.